Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Nitika Gupta talking about Azure Identity Protection.
Thanks, Scott, for having me here.
Yeah.
So Azure AD Identity Protection is a feature of Azure Active Directory, which helps you detect and prevent against identity attacks.
Okay.
We are the team that does security for both like consumer identity system, which is Microsoft account, as well as the enterprise identity system that is Azure Active Directory.
Interesting. So are you saying that you're making available tools that are already being used internally at Microsoft?
That's right. So we are the team that does security for our consumer services, and we're bringing that asset to the enterprise customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been doing this for years, so we have a ton of experience. And as Microsoft, we have a ton of relevant data as well, because we run one of the biggest mail services, we run one of the biggest identity services, and we have tons of team within Microsoft that do security that we closely collaborate with as well.
So when we say identity security, this is more than just like, you know, having strong passwords. It's behavioral, right? It's how people move around and how they use their applications.
Exactly. So what we do is we apply machine learning to identity. So we every time we get a sign-in request, we look at the IP address, the location, the user agent. We look at the user sign-in pattern in the past. And based on that, we determine if it's a good user or a bad user.
Hmm.
And we have policies which can kick in automatically to take action against that.
And when I think about machine learning and I think about huge amounts of data and millions of logins, I think about batch jobs and I think about like, well, Scott logged in and then a batch ran and then in 24 hours we'll tell you or not whether that's a bad
login. Oh, this is all
login.
Real time.
You're doing this in real time.
Exactly.
Like, how is that even possible?
That's what machine learning and does. So we have systems which basically learn automatically from the past data,
mm-hmm.
and they can take action, and there's no manual action required at all.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very critical because bad guys move really fast,
mm-hmm.
and it helps us keep up with them.
So the trick is to make sure that you stop the bad guys, but not make me feel bad.
Exactly.
As I'm logging in.
That's right. So. We want to challenge you for multi-factor authentication only when we know this is a bad sign-in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cause friction to end users. At the same time, we want to keep them secure as well. So challenge them for MFA or multi-factor auth
mm-hmm.
when needed.
So I have multi-factor auth on my MSA, right, my Microsoft account. And I noticed that when I'm on my machine at home, it's very rare. You know, they prompt me, you know, I don't know, once a week or something like that. But
exactly.
I drove up here to Seattle, and I stopped at a Starbucks in the middle of nowhere, and
yeah.
then suddenly I'm getting prompted again. Is that the kind of behavioral
yes.
analysis?
Yes. So, your home is a familiar location for you, and that's why we know that, and we won't bug you there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you travel to Seattle or to some other part of the world, we know this is a new location, this is unfamiliar for you, and we'll make sure it's you by challenging you for multi-factor auth.
Okay. So how do I make the, how are you making this available to like regular people? Like me as a developer, I would love to be able to know that this is a problem and help my users be more secure.
Exactly. So we have a tool where IT admins can get insights into what's going on within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
As an app developer, if you were to use our ADAL libraries, the authentication libraries, you'll benefit automatically from this.
Automatically?
Yes.
Okay. So what do we have here?
Awesome. So Azure AD Identity Protection is within the Azure portal. So you go to portal.azure.com and you add identity protection from the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Within this dashboard, there are three protection vectors. First one being users flagged for risk. So these are the users who might be compromised.
Mm-hmm.
You can further dive into each user, understand what were the risk events for them. And lastly, once you have investigated a user, you take action of password reset to fix their account. But what we really want to do is do this automatically, right? It might take hours or days for an IT admin to go in and fix this issue.
Exactly. Like, I'm excited about the amount of information here, but I'm looking at like, wow, like, do I have to like always follow this person around and bother them? I mean, it would be
absolutely
nice if this happened
not.
Automatically.
And sometimes it's too late, right? Like, you don't want to let the bad guys be in your account for a couple of hours.
Good point.
So we have automatic policies here. You can configure who the policy applies to. You can define the user risk level, which is like when do you want to trigger these actions
mm-hmm.
based on your security posture. And these are the actions we support. So you can say, I want to automatically trigger password change if the risk level is medium or high.
Really? Okay. So you're actually locking them out and you have to do a formal complete restart of their password
exactly.
because they've done something that's so suspicious.
Exactly. So for instance, as part of one of the breaches, your username password shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with security researchers to get that feed of data,
mm-hmm.
and we match it against what's in the directory.
Uh-huh.
So if there is a match, we can be like, oh, this user's account is compromised. And if you have this policy set up, what happens is the next time that user signs in, they'll automatically get prompted for multi-factor auth and password change. And now their account is no longer at risk because they're fixed and
interesting.
They're no longer leaked.
So if we look at like security websites like Troy Hunt's Have I Been Pwned, I can subscribe to that as a user and he'll tell me if my password shows up in one of the breaches. But that's a lot of pressure for me as a user.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the service can understand those things and take care of that kind of stuff for
automatically for you. And they'll prompt you for password change when you sign in. You don't have to worry about going to pwn.com and then go and change your password yourself.
Sure. Now you said that I added this from the marketplace. This is a product that I then apply to my Azure AD?
Yes, it's an add-on to Azure AD.
And is that hard to set up? Is this a big deal to impose upon my organization?
Three clicks to get started with identity protection.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's really three clicks.
Does it cost money?
It does require a premium plan.
Okay. So if you're paying for Azure AD and you have a premium plan, then this is part of the premium plan.
Yes, it's part of Azure AD premium plan too.
And this gets smarter as we're going. You were saying that because of the machine learning, it's going to get more and more secure and apply new.
Yes. And we have like a team of analysts who are actually working on analyzing this data and like thinking of smarter ways to prevent these attacks as well. So along with machine learning, we have a lot of people thinking about this problem really hard. And we keep like improving our algorithms.
Mm-hmm. And you said that there's an SDK that I can use as a developer?
As a developer, you can actually integrate with our authentication libraries, Azure AD authentication libraries, mm-hmm. and then if you do it, you'll automatically benefit from identity protection.
So you're going to silently impose the multi-factor auth kinds of things, depending on actions that you see my users take?
So what happens is these policies are enforced by the IT admin. So if you're using the right authentication libraries, what happens is we can take those actions as configured by the IT pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we wanted to talk about a little bit about what kinds of things you look at about the users. Like, are you looking at their IP address? Like, if we look at one of these risk events, how did you know they were risky? You said that you looked at the user agent, and what else?
Yeah, so I can actually walk you through some of the risk events we
detect.
Let's
do it.
So I talked briefly about leaked credentials. The second thing we detect is anonymous IP addresses. So these are sign-ins coming from Tor browser.
Ah.
And based on external research, we know 94% of Tor traffic is coming with malicious intent. Why would someone try to hide their tracks or IP addresses? So that's suspicious, right?
I see.
So something for organizations to look into for sure.
Okay.
So we can detect Tor. We can detect sign-ins coming from botnet-infected devices. We can detect...
Known botnets.
Yes. So we work with the Microsoft Digital Crime Unit, who is responsible for taking down botnets, and get a feed of IP addresses that we can consume.
So they're already poisoned, and then now if someone's logging in from there, you know it's a problem. This is lovely. Look at this. Impossible travels to atypical locations. What does that mean? I'm on a boat, and you're in the middle of the Atlantic?
Scott is signing in from here, and then there's Scott 2, who's signing in from, for instance, India. That's odd. How can Scott be in two places?
Mm-hmm. That is a really interesting thing. I was setting up a computer, true story, for my cousin.
Yeah.
He's in South Africa.
Okay.
We were using WhatsApp, and he temporarily sent me a password.
Okay.
And I set up his Windows Live, and Windows was like, wait a second.
Exactly.
He's logged in right now in South Africa, and now you're logging in Portland. Is that okay? And we got prompted for two-factor auth. He then received a text message. And it didn't feel bad, though, because it was very clear what happened. It told us, this is a weird thing.
Yes.
It didn't make us feel guilty as users, because we were doing something legitimate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what our systems do.
Mm-hmm. So sign-ins from infected devices, that's the botnet. And then here's the leaked credential. That's where a known leaked credential is being
used. Yeah, so we get the feed of username passwords that are leaked, and we match it against the directory. So we also have what we call sign-ins from unfamiliar locations. So for every user, we keep track of what are familiar locations for that user.
Ah.
And if you come from a new location, maybe you're traveling, or maybe some bad guy is trying to sign into your account, we flag that, and we make sure we challenge you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to Kenya on Tuesday, so I will expect to be prompted immediately when I log into Azure to get my presentation.
Right. Absolutely.
Very cool. So people can set this up right now if they have the premium plan for Azure AD.
Yes.
And where do they go in the portal to set this up?
Oh, so it's very simple. So you go to the marketplace here, and under that security plus identity, and here you find identity protection. You simply click on create, and that's all you have to do. That's all, and you're done. Like, you have identity protection here, and you can start using it.
Very cool. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you, Scott, for having me here.
All right, we're learning all about Azure Identity Protection here on Azure Friday.